Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
You could say Charlie Bigham knows his onions.
I do.
He also knows his mushrooms, parsley, aubergines and the other 94 fresh ingredients delivered to the kitchens every single day.
Shall I tell you about them all?
Maybe another time. You see, Charlie Bigham's only cooked with the freshest ingredients and would never add anything else. Instead, his are cooked like you cook at home and leave on the same day. The same day?
Yep, the same day.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen, cooked in yours.
Our podcast might contain the occasional mild swear word or adult theme. Hello, I'm Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartnett.
Welcome to Dish from Waitrose, the podcast that is so full of nutrition that it could be one of your five a day.
Not really.
No, it
sweetheart.
Couldn't actually. No,
not
no,
really.
No. It's a nice idea, though. Nice
Lovely.
Idea.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's more of a snack.
Every episode, we welcome a famous face round for a meal.
Not just any meal, a Michelin star meal.
Which you can try for yourself at waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
Dish recipes.
Dish recipes. You look like you're about to stab me with that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to join in.
Join in.
What is going on here?
We're basically getting out the poo sack, if you like, from the prawns. You see that grey line down the back of them?
Yeah.
That's basically where they go to ablutions.
So my day is starting by helping Angela Hartnett remove poo from a prawn.
Or you could eat it. Would you like to do that?
No, I don't want
exactly.
to eat it.
So then stop your whinging.
They have very neat poos, prawns, don't they?
Very, yes.
Like Posh Spice's poos, these.
Are they?
Yeah, I bet. Like tiny little skinny ones. So what are these prawns for?
Just
for a bit of fun.
Exactly, to make you do something. We're going to have a lovely little light coconut curry.
Oh, yum.
So we've got it, look, over here in what I prepared earlier. We have it all simmering away.
Ooh, that looks great.
So I need to switch it on.
That looks nice.
And then we're going to simmer that down. And literally, that's the great thing. Like, everyone gets worried about curries, but it's all the bases there. So you've got garlic, ginger. I've put a little bit of onion in there as well. Curry powder, coconut milk, and then you've got, you know, the clever people at Waitrose have given us a bag of ready done stir-fried veg. So you pop that in, which
is
great.
That's quite good in the week when you
when you want quick and easy. And then all we're going to do is add the prawns in. And you can get this recipe on waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
Dish recipes.
Dish recipes. Mutley recipes.
Dish recipes.
Does sound, it's hard, isn't it?
It is dish recipes.
And you're going to cut up some lovely mint.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can finish the prawns and you can do that. Some mint and coriander that we'll garnish on top.
How are you feeling about having some coriander today?
I can do it. You know.
She's very brave.
Very brave.
Hey, our guest today went from watching TV on TV to being everyone's favourite TV star who was known for watching telly on the telly.
Yeah.
So it went quite, you know, inception. She was Queen of the Jungle and recently had a spiritual awakening with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Wow, have we all?
So much to discuss. And Scarlett Moffat is here, everybody. Hi, Scarlett Moffat.
What is this entrance?
Lovely
this
to
is
see you. You look amazing.
So do you.
How are you?
So glam. Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, really good.
You look so good.
Also, can I just say, I want that introduction wherever I go. That was wonderful.
What, me introducing to every room?
It was just fabulous. Just the applause. Like, I thought, we're having some food, aren't we? And I'm just getting clapped for it.
Clapped for eating.
Yeah.
Let's come and have a sit. So we're going to have a Prosecco.
Absolutely love it. And it's my favourite noise, you know, the little pop.
Yeah. Okay, hope it's a good one.
Let's hope you pop it.
Obviously from Waitrose. And actually, shout out to Waitrose for this, because they've actually done a little drawing of me and Angela on the front of the bottle.
Two little cherubs.
Those little cherubs. That's actually drawings of me and Angela sharing a bath at the wrap party of an episode of this a couple of weeks.
You could swap heads.
Yeah.
It does tell, can't you? It looks very alike.
Nice that they did that. Lovely,
yeah.
Nice that they did that. But I've got not a bone to pick with you, because I don't work in champagne or Prosecco. You say you like Prosecco. I was like, great, get the Prosecco in for Scarlett. Where on your Instagram?
bloody champagne all under the stairs.
Yeah, because I haven't got kids or anything, right? And when we were like, what should we do with the understair space?
So this is your new barn that you're designing?
Yeah. Okay. And then me and Scott were like, should we have a cupboard where we keep the hoovers? And I went, nah, we'll just fill it with champers, eh? And then, but like, we don't really eat, like, we're not... like Michelin star chefs like you. So no joke, we'll have like a glass of Verve with like a doner kebab. I love it. Yeah.
We only have Prosecco, unfortunately, yeah. But it'll still be nice. So okay. Hope we make a good noise and I don't knock you out.
Come on, pop me cork. Come on.
Oh, that was a classic. That was absolute classic. Well, cheers, Scarlett.
Yep, good to see you.
Thanks for joining us.
Eye contact.
Yeah, cheers. Have you finished the barn? Is that all done?
Mm.
Nice.
Oh, I was in this. Prosecco, yes. Yeah, I have now. It's all done.
It's all done. How was it doing a renovation?
Well, you know, doing your show. Yeah. Like, it's stressful, isn't it? I was going to lie there and go, it's been wonderful. No, I've cried.
It's annoying.
A few times, yeah.
And you don't mind doing, like, let's paint this room blue or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's when it's like, what do you do about this little wire that goes behind the wall and only one man can do that and he can't come till March? You're like, oh, all that boring stuff, not as fun as you think, is it?
I like just buying cushions and that.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I like.
Yeah, like a candle.
But actual, like, building stuff and that, no, it's not for me.
Yeah,
no.
It's less fun than you think.
Yeah,
less fun than you think. Hey, haven't you just come from another podcast?
I have, sorry, Afi. Is that dirty?
No, it's not. I feel like I'm cheating on us.
And what were you doing on that?
Walking? Yeah, I know, which sounds fun, but like... Right, this is going to make...
recording and walking?
Yeah, like, this is going to make me sound ridiculous, but sometimes, like, I hate to burst anyone's bubble here, but, like, tellies and podcasts, like, aren't real.
this isn't real?
Sometimes, like, when they say, oh, we're going for a walk, you walk a bit and then sit down. Yeah. No, I've done 7,000 steps this morning with Dr. Alex, yeah. And he had walking boots on and I've got flip-flops on, so I wasn't prepared.
So you thought it was going to be like a little fake, but actually you've been on a hike.
Oh, I've got under boob sweat, do you know what I mean?
That's not nice.
No, perspiration is happening, like, yeah.
Well, for the next however long.
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing. You'd sit down there. Angela's going to cook. We'll have a little drink.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about you.
And can I just say, Waitrose, I feel so fancy.
Do you?
Yeah. Because, when we want, a fancy... If we're having, a date night in, we go to Waitrose. Right. Do you know what I mean? Push the boat out a bit. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a bit like a date night.
Sorry.
We were saying before, we feel like we've known you forever, and I think it's because of Gogglebox, and we've seen you in your house with your family. I always think Scarlett Moffat's my friend. I know her. Does that happen a lot when you're out and about? Do people just come and start chatting to you and saying hiya?
Yeah, which is lovely. But at first, obviously, it was a bit intimidating because people just go up and they'd be like, do you think I'm someone else? And they're like, no, you're Scarlett off Gogglebox, aren't you? And I go, yeah. And then they just tell me the life story. And I'm like, in the early days, the amount of trains that I missed because I didn't dare say it to people. I've got to go for a train now. And I just stand for half hour chatting to people. Whereas now I chat and really fly. Then I go, I have got a train to catch. Yeah. I dare say that now. I realise that I can just.
I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Stood at a train station, we back.
Yeah.
But how did it come about? How did you get involved in Gogglebox all those years back?
It was a favour to a friend.
Right. Okay.
So my friend Tommy Turnbull got a recent. Yeah, such a character. Isn't it a wonderful
name?
I can never just say Tommy. I feel like I've got a full name. And we were friends from college and that. And he rang us one day. I hadn't seen him for ages because I'd been to uni and I went on a night out and we seen each other and swapped numbers. I thought, meh, great, flirt. It wasn't. It was a work thing.
It was work.
Yeah. He rang us and he was like, you know quite a lot of people. Do you know any families that would do this show called Gogglebox? And I was like, explain what it is to me. And he went, you watch the telly? I went, uh-huh. And he went, that's it. And I went, that sounds absolutely horrific. I was like, I've ran out of things to show on telly now, people watching telly. And then I rang everyone, no one wanted to do it. And when he first said he was a researcher, I thought he'd got a science job. I thought he was going to ask us to like partake in some research thing. And then he said, oh yeah, like, can we audition your family? And I was like, yeah, if you want. And then I was like, but we don't actually want to be on telly. He was like, yeah, that's fine. We'll just do the audition. And they showed us like flashcards of different people. And I got confused with David Cameron and Piers Morgan.
Brilliant.
Like, I thought they were the same. They looked very similar on this photo.
Yes, yeah.
And then on the Monday, we got a call saying, hey, we would like you on the show. And I was like, ugh. And at the time, we got like 50 quid and a free takeaway. And I was like, yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
And were your mum and dad up for it?
It was actually my dad that like sort of, the man of many words, that said, wait, we may as well do it. Like, we enjoy watching telly together, so why not?
What we got to lose.
Yeah, and at the time, like, we came in on series 2, so it wasn't even a thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, not even our own family members watched it. Do you know what I mean? It was like a little secret sort of thing. But then all of a sudden it just,
But you were so natural on it. I mean, you are so natural, you know, and your family, that was the whole thing. Like you say, we were invited into your lives.
I think maybe because we didn't actually go out searching for it. Maybe that's why we were, because we were just like, oh, it's a bit of fun to do. Like, why not? But I never guessed that it would have like, ended in an actual telly career.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a bit, it is a bit crazy. And you do it, like, do you have fun?
Yeah, I do, because I love it, because I do it with my niece.
Yeah.
So it's just nice, as your dad was saying, like, I love watching telly with Liv. And Liv, my niece, she's, like, so brilliantly grumpy and, like, so honest. So, like, when someone comes on, like, Madonna.
Yeah.
Now, I've work on the telly and the radio, so I won't say anything, whereas Liv goes, I hate Madonna. It's so funny to hear someone say that on the telly.
Well, my dad would always shout at me and my mum and go, will you be quiet? And I'm like, "That we're missing the point of the show here. If we do not talk about what we're seeing on the telly, Dad,
we'll be
we're not doing the next series.
There isn't a show. There isn't
That's
a show.
Not the show.
Weirdly, like, people still love, like, I think because they do reruns and stuff, people come to me and say, oh, on this one, you were really funny. And I'm like, thank you. But I haven't actually done it for like nearly 7 years.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah. That's how long ago I stopped doing it.
Wow, I feel like you stopped like last week.
Yeah, I know.
In my head, I'm like,
Even sometimes I'm like, wow, I can't believe that it was that long ago.
Wow.
Excuse me a moment, I'm just going to get you some food.
Oh,
yeah. So excited.
Talk to me about food in your family. Was it a big thing in your lives? Was there a big cook at home?
Like traditional stuff, as in like, traditional northern stuff.
Yeah.
So Parmos, have you ever had a Parmo?
I've had a Parmo.
What's a Parmo?
We'll hear you this. Unbelievable it is. So you get a chicken breast, breaded, then bechamel sauce, then cheese on top, then chips on top of that, then more cheese, then garlic sauce. Unreal.
Oh, out of control.
Hey, hold on, it's just like all piled up on top of one another.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely delicious. You know, you know when it's best enjoyed, Angela?
When's that? After a hangover?
No, I'd say about 3 a.m.
Yes.
After about 25 pints.
But like, we're into like buffets.
Yeah, all of them.
So we love a beige buffet in our house, to be fair.
Yeah.
So whenever there's like just an excuse for a party, really.
Uh-huh.
And then my mama like make sausage rolls, but from scratch.
Wow,
like not just bang them in the oven, like actual from scratch and that, with real sausages.
Do you have a favourite beige buffet moment?
Oh, Scotch egg.
Oh, I love a Scotch egg.
Scotch egg, but with chocolate spread.
What?
I know. Now, I know that does sound like a pregnancy
Angela's
craving.
Just collapsed.
I'm just silent. I mean, chocolate and venison, maybe, but Scotch egg.
There we go.
Because it's like the savoury and sweet combo.
That I get. It's like pineapple and ham, isn't it? Yeah. It's that whole thing.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
Because basically what happened is one time I sound like I'm just drunk the whole time. I'm not doing much for stereotypes and organs, am I? But like, I'd come in and all we had in the fridge was Scotch eggs. And I thought, I can't have them dry. That's
no, you
dirty.
Can't have out dry.
So we had chocolate spread. And so it just...
Tried on.
Yeah.
Sure, it worked. Is there not? No. With the meat, yeah. The egg, no.
Oh, it was lovely. And I remember now, we sat watching Bottom on the telly in just me pants, eating Scotch egg and chocolate spread. And my mum came in and went, this is why you haven't got a boyfriend. And I sort of like, pulled my finger out. And,
yeah, you're right.
I was like, Actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's you're 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
you're right, yeah.
It was one of them realisation moments for us.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you're right, actually.
So
yeah.
I feel like it holds a special place in my heart, Scotch Egg and Chocolate, because it helped to sort my life out.
Yeah, that was your motivational
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, woo, we can do this.
Yeah,
who needs a TED Talk?
Yeah.
I just need that. Like you saying, you had to have something wet with your egg, with your Scotch Egg. Mm. I remember when I said I was moving to London, my gran's instant response, my gran went, oh, London, they don't have out wet on their tea down there. And as I was like,
very
dry. Out wet.
Out wet on their tea.
I do
that.
Know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
It's very dry.
Yeah, we have gravy on everything.
Yeah, just on gravy on gravy.
Yeah, Rice Krispies.
On gravy.
Look at it that. Worked. That looks beautiful.
Did you snack a lot on Gogglebox? What did you go for your snacks? We always try and have healthy, and then we always request healthy, and then
that's
lasts
what we do. We'll
like
bit, and then carrot sticks,
we're like
hummus,
carrot,
and then
you,
just get
I never
kebab.
See you eat that. You're always eating crisps.
Yeah, I do eat loads of crisps. Yeah, because unless I eat the crisps, I'm not funny on carrots, are you? No one's funny on carrots.
No good story started from carrot sticks.
No,
did
they
you?
Don't, do they? No.
You've got the best sandwich, haven't you?
Yeah, so buttery bread, cheese and onion crisps, sliced banana.
Cheese and onion. Right. I could see that working.
Yeah,
I could see that working.
Do you know what? This has given me the confidence to become a chef.
Can you start Monday? We're short staffed.
Yeah,
it's
can.
Right.
Yeah, get in there at
Milano. I'll tell you another one of the things that I love, and it comes from my student days, because cheese is very expensive when you're a student.
Yeah, when you're a student, there's yellow and orange.
Yeah.
That's the flavours.
Yeah.
Do you know, yellow or orange?
You're actually right there. There was
Now we're bits in.
So we would make beans on toast, but sprinkle Wotsits on top.
Oh, I like the sound of that. The crunch.
Yeah.
You need the texture, you see.
I'm more cheesy than cheese, what's
Oh, I'm fancy with the textures and that. Right,
there you go, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go, love.
And then we're just going to sprinkle some Wotsits on top.
Shall I get the Nutella out the fridge?
Yeah. Am I opening one of these wines?
Yeah. Drinking, eating.
Oh, these look very chic.
Very chic.
I'm going to go on a wine course.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I'd love it. Because I don't want to know everything, but you just so you know. Because when someone does it and you're like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm old.
Yeah. That's things you say as an adult, isn't it?
Do you know what, though? What made me want to do it? Me and my mum went on holiday and we went to this nice restaurant and they were like, oh, we suggest this wine with it, whatever it was. My mum was like, I won't have that. It's a bit fruity, that. And I was like... Well, he knows because he works there and he's made the food. And I tried it and my mum was like, yeah, do it. But she's like, won't be nice. And it was banging. And my mum was like, oh my God, it's so right.
Yeah, so nice. I want to do that. Yeah. I've had for my boyfriend's birthday before, I got like a chef in and he paired the wine and that was really good.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to learn that.
And he was like, pairing your wine is like adding salt and pepper, seasoning. And I was like, oh.
I'm not drinking, it's just seasoning.
Yeah, no.
Right, Angela.
Yes,
tell us again what we've got here, because
so
this
got a
smells
lovely
and looks
prawn
amazing.
And coconut curry with some lovely Finnish mint and coriander on a bed of rice.
Delicious.
Not too hot. A little bit of spice, but not a huge amount. You like prawns, don't you, Scarlett? Yeah.
Mmm. Mmm.
So tell me about, what are you doing with Ian Sterling? What's this show? Come on, talk to us about
it. So, I do, well, to be honest with you, I forget it's a show sometimes. I forget we're getting filmed. You know, like one of them
like
where
this.
It's just a laugh, yeah.
No, like this, yeah.
So, it's called Celebability, and it's always on after Love Island. So, it's like... It is funny seeing the contrast of like Love Island people and then me and Ian come on the screen. It is quite funny to be honest. But we just have a laugh. We just make everyone play silly games and help people win prizes. So I'm on the like team where it's like members of the public.
Yeah.
So I take it very seriously because I'm like, no, I want them to win. Like,
yeah, nice.
Because they can win like trips to like Paris and stuff.
That's all right, isn't
it? Yeah, so we just... We just have a ball.
That's good. That.
Sounds really big-headed, but I just really, like, enjoy life, whatever I do. You know, like, I always, before I knew that this was going to be, like, an actual occupation, I was like, I don't really mind where it ends up because
I think that's why you come across so well, because you do it naturally and, you know, it's not like you're false or, you know, you're just yourself.
That's all I can be, really.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't do acting. Unless the character was a northern lass. It was sometimes on the telly, I'd be rubbish.
Unless you were playing literally yourself. So after you went into the jungle, we've got to talk about the jungle in a second. After that, you ended up like just being on Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway with them.
Do you know what they were like? It was so weird because I wrote a book at the very beginning when I first started Gogglebox because I loved like English and reading and stuff. Never thinking it would ever get like published one day. And then in it, it was like dream jobs. And one of them jobs was to be a sidekick of Ant and Dec.
No way.
And I feel like I sort of like manifested
it. You're the witch.
Before I even knew what manifestation was. But do you know what? I feel very lucky that, you know, like I get the call like Ant and Dec friends because I think it was like going to university for TV presenting. Yeah. Like they gave me so many great tips and one of the good tips that Dec gave me was if you're like working with people who haven't done telly before or are a bit nervous, make a mistake so that they know it's okay to make mistakes. Oh. And I always do that and it really, really helps. And I'm like, oh.
That's very kind, isn't it?
Well, I thought at first you said make the mistake. And I was like, right.
Medium rare, madam.
Yeah, like, right. A bit weird. Dec with his frying pan. No, that a mistake. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. That makes more sense, yeah. But they're so good and they're so good at their job. And were they, I imagine, really welcoming to you because, you know, all similar neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Us northerners have to stick together, don't we? Yeah, like, especially when I first moved to London, like, I didn't really have any friends because, like, you know, I'd never been down here before. I wasn't from the industry. Yeah. Like, the only other thing I'd done was watch telly with my mum and dad. So they, like, let us go to the house on a weekend and go for Sunday dinner with them.
Nice.
And one of the best things that ever happened, actually, and I still talk about this, and, like, I know it sounds so big-headed, but it was just one of them moments where I was like, this has happened. Yeah. We went for a Sunday dinner and this Brazilian girl came up and was like, oh, excuse me, like, can we have a photo? And Dec was like, yeah, of course. And they were like, thank you. And then she stood next to me and they were like, oh, of Gogglebox Girl. And I was like, whoa. I was like, in your face. So I was like, that would never, ever happen. And it never did happen again after that. Like,
I love the idea of you moving to London having no friends. Just Ant and Dec.
They're around for Sunday too.
My only two friends, Ant and Dec. So would Ant and Dec ever cook? Or was it a bit chefy around there?
No, yeah, they would actually. Yeah?
Who was the better cook?
Ant's like barbecuer.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I do try and cook though, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do like enjoy sort of like going online and looking at like recipes and stuff. I really try. Yeah. I find it quite therapeutic.
Mm. That's good though.
Even if at the end it tastes rubbish, I'm like, I made that. That's good.
Yeah, of course. Something to be proud of.
It's quite nice, I think, when you've got a mad job of like being on the telly and like running around. Yeah. And it's quite nice just to be on your own, I think, and cook in your kitchen.
Yeah, I love it. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, so.
But if you've got a massive kitchen at the new place, so I love going to people's houses and rooting through their kitchen. Yep. Have you got untidy drawers?
Look at I feel like you're not human if you don't have it. At least you've got to have at least one drawer that's full of like old batteries and keys that you don't know what they open and stuff.
Yeah, so,
that'll come in handy one day. Yeah.
I've got messy cupboards, but to me they make perfect sense.
Yeah,
of course.
Like
they
where
do.
All the food is.
Yeah.
Is yours like militant, Angela?
Oh God, you're kidding me. I wish. It's so messy.
Is it?
But I know where everything is because I'm the only one in our house that tidies it.
Oh, so shout out to Neil.
When I tidy it, then I know where everything is. And then I get the question, and then I get the thing of, well, we can't touch it because you tidied it. So you know where everything is, which drives me equally as insane.
I'm like that, but with my floor drawer. So okay, I call it a floor drawer because I know where all the clothes are. Like, I know where.
You have like piles. Like, that's clean. That's like a bit clean.
Just do this. Just do the old sniff test, don't you? That'll do.
We've got to go back and talk about the jungle because Angela got asked to be on it the other day.
No, not
why?
Doing it.
Why?
Well, I've got Peru. Obviously, that's big in my diary.
Right.
Obviously broad.
Right, obviously broad.
No, I'm putting my knife and fork down for this, right.
Serious.
What persuaded you to do it? Tell me that first.
Well, I was a fan of the show.
Okay.
But
right.
Also, Peru's not going anywhere.
Someone
that's
else
the second
said that.
Person to say that, yeah. Machu Picchu is there for centuries.
It's been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
It's going nowhere.
Oh, in no. January.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think I'd like all the challenges, if I'm honest. I mean,
you can't just go on holiday to Australia.
That is the whole point of the show.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. I'm a bit like your dad, you see. Yeah. I don't really
do
doing that.
Box, but not talking.
Yeah, exactly.
No, do you know what? I think you'd really enjoy it because you like a challenge.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's like, it's more of a challenge to yourself. Like, because now I'm the chief spider getter in my house. Do you know what I mean? And
right,
I find
yeah.
that wonderful that mm-hmm. if there's a spider in the house, you know, Scott's like, Scarlett, there's a big spider there. And I'm like,
yeah,
hero
Irwin.
To the rescue. Yeah. And I just think you get over things. And when you're in there, like, you realise you can, you sort of feel a bit invincible after. Because you're like, oh, I can do anything, really. Because all you've got to do is, like, say if there was a challenge, like, I don't know, going in a cave full of water with rats. you'd be like, but I know that it's only going to last 5 minutes. And
yeah,
it's just
those
5 minutes.
I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, yeah, those 5 minutes.
I don't
minutes
like it
hell.
When they do put your hand in somewhere and you don't know what it is.
Oh,
you've
got to feel what it is.
And
yeah.
it's just like a hole and you've got to put your hand in and then they put a camera in. So we're watching it and it's like, I don't know, a big blob full of scorpions.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, can't find the star.
But what's the worst thing that can happen?
You get your hand bit off.
Ah, it's all right, man.
It's all right, man.
They've got medics. They've got Bob the medic on site.
Yeah, Bob the medic is there.
Yeah. But now I can go in lifts. Because I couldn't go in lifts right. before because I'd get really claustrophobic. Now I'm like, well, I've done it with rats in. Like, this is just a couple of people from the reception area.
See, lift on the
floor. I can do it. It's fine. It's going to be all good. What about Strictly? Would you do Strictly?
I would do Strictly. That I would do more than the jungle because you'd learn to dance and I'd love to learn to dance properly and you'd lose weight. It'd be like going on a health farm for a few weeks.
What do you think the jungle's like?
Yeah, that's true.
Starvation.
That is starvation, yeah.
You get a little bag of that's rice, true. That's all you get.
You know you were saying about telly being fake? What are you eating? Whether it's like rice and beans, are you eating just
you're not
rice
getting
and beans?
A bacon butty on the side. Like,
really?
None of that. To be honest with you, I actually think it comes across better when you watch it on telly. Like, it's actually worse in real life.
Worse food
Yeah,
than
because,
we
like,
see.
You know when that basket comes down, when you win a trial and they're like, oh, you've got crocodile feet and this vegetable you've never heard of. Oh, yeah, like, you get a couple of fingers each.
That's
sorry,
it.
That was... Sorry. Do you know what I mean? Like,
back to the food.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like only a tiny... Do you know what I mean? It's You don't get a lot at all. And like, you know, all of the... If you ever did go on like a trial...
Yeah.
None of the crew were allowed to talk to her. They'd have like stickers over the watches so you didn't know what time it was.
But it's like torture.
It was like... And they don't show any of that. So I feel like it's actually worse than... What do you think?
So
sorry,
really
I'm not selling it.
Me there,
sorry,
then.
But it's real.
TV. No, that's but everyone cancelling this year. The other thing I want to talk to you about is the TV show, which is even madder than I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is A Pilgrimage with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay.
So talk to me about this show, because this was what a group of celebrities all going on a pilgrimage.
Yeah, and like... Like, I'll be totally honest, like, I knew it would be an experience, but I didn't think it would be as, like, deep as it was, to be honest, because I never really sort of, like, knew... If someone was to say, what religion are you? I knew that I believed in God, but I didn't really know what sort of, like, box to put myself in or anything. And by the end, I could actually say, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, which was really exciting to actually sort of know what... my beliefs were and things, but obviously I did it with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, who I love dearly, but we just had a couple of like,
Did you?
Well, not like, basically like one day they were saying, him and Nick were saying how they thought that like all church services should be in Latin. And I was like, well, who speaks Latin nowadays, man? Like, so then we had like lots of chats, but I think it was good. Like, I like a debate and like, you know, I'd not really been able to do that on telly before. Yeah. So I really enjoyed it.
Wow. And where was the pilgrimage? Where did you go?
Well, we were meant to do it. I think we were meant to do it in St. Lucia, but COVID happened, so we did it in Derry. So, yeah, similar. Swings and roundabouts,
Wait, I put 2 prawns in at once. That was greedy.
They're so tasty.
Mm.
Do you ever cook a prawn at home?
I love a prawn.
I never cook a prawn.
Do you not?
Like oysters.
Oh, I love an oyster.
Yeah,
with a bit of Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, I love a bit of Tabasco. Love
it. Yeah. I feel like that's when you know you're an adult, when you start liking stuff like olives and prawns. Because I got to about 27 and I was like, oh, they don't taste like funky grapes. They're actually really nice olives.
Right. Yeah. There's a moment where you realise, like when you see, when you were younger and like your mum would have a glass of wine and you'd be like, what is that? And now you're like, yum.
Now you're going, now you're going on a course. Yeah. Now I'm not sad.
I'm happy inside now.
So talk to us what else you're up to, Scarlett, because I know that you are forever busy and forever working.
I've just done my first documentary.
Got
a newfound respect for Louis Theroux because it is hard.
Yeah. Before that, she thought it was rubbish.
Love Louis Theroux. No, it's about... So basically, when I was younger, I had tics, like, which is like a mild form of Tourette's. And after COVID, like halfway through, Great Ormond Street started seeing like this huge increase in teenage girls. So before they would get referred maybe like 4 or 5 girls a year.
Yeah.
And then 6 months into the pandemic, they were seeing 4 or 5 a week.
Wow.
And do you think that's all stress related then, the nervousness and anxiousness?
And so when I read that, I was like, oh, I knew how lonely it felt to sort of, and scary, like not being able to control your own body, you know, when I had it. So I thought, oh, I really want to like try and somehow tell people about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Channel 4 let us make a documentary, which is wonderful.
And how is it going to do something like that? So different to what you'd
normally
do.
It was really hard, you know, like it was actually, because I'm quite a people pleaser and it was hard asking difficult questions. Like I found it really hard, but I think I definitely learnt loads and I'd like love to do a documentary again. And then I'm doing a show for BBC One called Scarlett's Driving School, because I still haven't passed my driving test yet. Right. I failed 13 times.
No way.
Yeah.
Scarlett!
I'm 31 and I've been learning since I was 17.
But what are you failing on?
Just the driving.
Just driving. Just get a chauffeur. Just put the money with
chauffeur. No, I've heard that the most intelligent people can't pass the driving test.
That's why I did say.
There you go.
And to be fair, two people I know who I'd say are the smartest, like A-star GCSEs, A-levels, one did physics at uni, like super smart, cannot drive. Cannot pass the test.
Yeah.
I passed first time.
Did you?
Like that. Yeah.
See, me theory, I've had to pass first time for 5 times, you know, because it runs out after a while. But I can pass that straight away, but it's just the driving.
Right.
So then I've tried to get other people who were as bad as me, like other people who failed like 9 times and stuff. Yeah.
And are you going to try and get them to pass their test?
We all go now. So in September, we're all doing, so we're filming again in September to film everyone's test.
Oh my god.
I know.
So you're not teaching them, obviously, no.
Oh, well, you're joking, aren't you?
You're going for your test. Do you remember when driving school was on with Maureen? Do you remember Maureen from driving school?
If her show was on now, she would be TikTok famous.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
She would have brand deals coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, honestly. Not with cars, but...
No.
Not with
definitely
cars.
Definitely not with cars.
Something. Oh, amazing. I love that you're doing both of those. So we have the documentary.
Yeah.
And then also your driving school.
Yeah.
When can we see your documentary?
Yeah.
You can watch it on All Four.
We'll watch it on All Four.
We'll love it. We'll
and
love it.
And Scarlett, thank you so much for coming round to see us at Dish.
You're a star.
I thought that was water. It's Prosecco.
We get them every time. So we keep all the glasses.
Thank you for having me.
Scarlett Moffat, everybody.
Thank you.
Follow Dish from Waitrose wherever you get your podcasts, and why not leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We would love it, please. And make it positive. Only if you liked it. Don't lie.
All the recipes and drinks can be found on the Waitrose website at waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
Have you ever wanted to ask Angela Hartner a food-related question? Well, now you can. You can get some Michelin star advice by emailing dish@waitrose.co.uk.